The last pillar, Mr. Speaker, no. Yes, the last pillar is adopting open labour market policies to support stronger, resilient growth together with expanding the population base and improving productivity and competitiveness. Mr. Speaker, I've spoken over and over about the need for us to address the issue, and we are getting ready soon to be able to have the National Population Commission's report be distributed to the public and for the country to start the discussion as to how we avoid that national security and national threat of one in two people over the age of 65 occupying this country by the year 2050. The report shows clearly that we have not replaced our population since 1980. We've had elements of this discussion as we've discussed the reform of the national insurance scheme and the depletion in the numbers of contributors. But the truth is that our labor market is already smaller. And we will either apply our hearts to wisdom or we will suffer the consequences of a declining and depleted population. I leave you with this one point because of the lateness of the hour. One, in 1950, Barbados had a population of just over 200,000. Bahamas and Belize were at about 80,000. Today, Bahamas and Belize are at about 400,000, and Barbados is at struggling to come close to 300,000, 290, roughly, thousand. There was a time when Barbados's GDP per capita was healthy. Bahamas is now twice ours. The reality is, and for those who sit in the position that I do, we do not have enough people coming to work every day to build out this nation. And the people who are going to suffer are those who expect to get out of intergenerational poverty. The people who are going to suffer are those who just got out of it, but may be put back on a pathway down to pauperization. And whether we like it or not, all of us like, and got family who went to leave out here and go to the United States of America. Why was the United States of America the powerhouse that it has been in the middle of the 20th century? Well, in the whole of the 20th century. It's because of migration. It's because of opening up. And the irony is that the very thing that made it strong is the very thing that is being used as a divisive weapon as it seeks now to stem what is clearly nascent decline of its civilization. And I've had to say to the American government that the decline of the American civilization is not simply about the United States of America. It is about all of the Americas. So we don't want it. But by the same token, things are happening that regrettably are leading you into difficulties. And we don't want to see that. But don't believe that we are pawns just to be pushed about and moved about, as we've said from 1966. We shall be friends of all and satellites of none. The bottom line, however, Mr. Speaker, is that Barbados must come to grips with how do we attract Barbadians back. We got enough we got more Barbadians in population living outside than living on the rock. And therefore, how do we get their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren to come back as of right, and even the great-great ones, because some may want to identify with the exceptionalism of Barbados. And then beyond that, even with all of that, there may be a skill set that we continue to need in the country. How do we attract those people who have those skills? And then we need foreign direct investment. You heard me make the point. In order for Barbados to grow, it is the government investing, it is the local private sector investing, but you also need about 9% of GDP, which is probably about $900 million, $1 billion, to come from foreign direct investment as well. And when those people come, they need to be able to have something at stake. We will not do citizenship by investment. But this country, for the last 50 years, has recognized that skills and investment garner immigrant status. Nobody in the world today talks about immigrant status. They talk about residency. And I hope that the Minister of Home Affairs, therefore, will be looking by the end of this year to lay before the Parliament for discussion with the country a new immigration bill to help us take advantage of that. Similarly,